new CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount+, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with HogSports.com, HAWGSports.com. Plenty to talk about on today's show with the transfer portal going live finally after months of speculation. Let's see, we got 8 Razorback players have already entered the portal. 4 more say they're going to. 3 players have declared for the NFL draft. 2 say they're coming back. We got plenty to discuss along with that. Danny West is going to jump on some recruiting and transfer portal discussion as well. All that and more on today's episode of Hog Sports Live. Okay, I want to mention this real quick. We're doing our 50% off deal. If you can remember last week, we did a 75% off deal. This is a little bit different because it's 50% off, but you also get Paramount Plus for free right off the bat. Okay, normally we don't do Paramount Plus with a promotional code. It's usually like a perk for long-term members who've been paying regular price to get Paramount Plus for free because it's $100. It's $99.99. Value that you, and you get the commercial free version, and you also get it for as long as you're subscribed to Hog Sports. So what this breaks down to, if you want to sign up today, you can go to hogsports.com. You'll see the, it's also in the description of this video, but you can also go to hogsports.com and you'll see the little ad you can click on. It'll tell you how to access this for 50% off and sign up for Paramount Plus for free. So just to break it down, you get Paramount Plus, which is normally $99.99. You get Hog Sports, which is normally $107.40 for the year. I'm not sure why that's the price, but it's $107.40 for the year. So basically, you get $207.39 worth of service for $53.70. And on top of that, after a year, you decide you want to keep Hog Sports for the regular price, you still get Paramount Plus for free. Pretty solid deal. Pretty solid deal. For those of you who are familiar with Paramount Plus, a lot of great programming, all the Star Trek stuff, obviously, a lot of movies. Maverick is coming out pretty soon, Top Gun Maverick. So all the Paramount movies, CBS TV, it's like CBS, Comedy Central, I think BET's on there, Smithsonian. It's like a lot of different channels all combined. Everything is under the Paramount Global umbrella. Anyway, go to hogsports.com, HAWGsports.com. Sign up for 50% off first, and then you can read the article, and I'll link it also below, how to activate Paramount Plus for free. Again, something that you get for as long as you're subscribed to Hog Sports. So if you're subscribed to Hog Sports for 10 years, then you got $1,000 worth of Paramount Plus for free. Pretty good deal. Have you treated yourself? Have you treated yourself this holiday? That's a good thing to treat yourself with. All right. Where do we want to go? Where to start? There's so much stuff going on. So the latest stuff is Drew Sanders declaring for the NFL draft and opting out of the bowl game, obviously. No big surprise there. I think every single person assumed Drew Sanders was probably going to be a one and done. What, he had 103 tackles, 9.5 sacks, second in the SEC in sacks this year. Certainly can't blame Drew Sanders for declaring for the NFL after the season he had, and people are projecting first round and things like that for him too. So is Arkansas taking the bowl lightly? We haven't even talked about the bowl game. Arkansas going to the Liberty Bowl against Kansas. This is a Kansas team that has lost their last 3, pretty convincing fashion. They lost 6 of their last 7 games, and they got bowl eligible. So they're 6-6. First bowl game in a while for Kansas. Liberty Bowl, that's December 28th at 4:30 p.m. I can remember a couple of recent trips to the Liberty Bowl, obviously. Arkansas went there in 2013. Was it? No. Excuse me. 2009, Bobby Petrino's second year, and played East Carolina, won the game close. That's the coldest football game I've ever been to, maybe the coldest I've ever been for an extended period. It's 14 degrees at that game. And then the 2015, when Arkansas played Kansas State, which is the second time fairly recently Arkansas had played Kansas State, and Arkansas won that one pretty convincingly. Alex Collins had a really good game. They wore the chrome helmets in that one. I'll never forget the FedEx plane. Back then, I guess it was – it's AutoZone Liberty Bowl now. I guess maybe back then it was FedEx Liberty Bowl, but they had the FedEx plane, like this big, huge cargo plane, and it was doing a flyover. And it was just so slow, and it made this turn, and it just felt like, oh, my gosh, this thing's about to crash into us. Anyway, December 28th, I'll be heading around there probably – I plan to get there about December 26th. The team is supposed to get there the 25th or the 26th. Their first practice, by the way, is this Saturday coming up for the bowl game. So coaches are all out on the road recruiting and stuff, so they're busy with that stuff right now. But the first practice is supposed to be Saturday, and then they'll hold a couple practices on location there. It's not like the old days, it seems like, where I felt like we'd be there for like a whole week. I feel like that's kind of changed up lately. A couple more housekeeping things. Five Razorbacks earn all SEC honors. Rocket Sanders, first team on the running back. He was a unanimous selection. Ricky Stromberg, first team at center. Ricky Stromberg's not playing in the bowl game either. Drew Sanders, first team linebacker. Arkansas hadn't had a whole lot of first team linebackers, but had, I mean, it's like Martrell Spate, Jermaine Petty, Drew Morgan, Drew Sanders. Those are Arkansas's like all-time first-team linebackers that I can remember. So Drew Sanders also making the first team. Second team, you got Dalton Wagner and Bo Limmer. I would expect Bo Limmer to probably shift inside to center for the bowl game. So that's it. Five players are in all SEC first or second team. Arkansas strength and conditioning coach. We found out that Ben Souders out of Louisville is the top candidate, and in fact, we expect him to be named at some point to replace Jamil Walker, who was fired immediately after the Missouri game. But Ben Souders, so just a little bit of background on him. He was at Georgia when Pittman was there. He was assistant director of strength and conditioning. He worked alongside Jamil Walker when he was there. And then took over the job at Louisville, and obviously Louisville is experiencing some shakeup, but I had heard that he would probably be moving on anyway. Wants to do things a little bit differently than he was allowed to do there. Before Georgia, he was at Georgia Tech for 2 years, and he was the head strength and conditioning coach at Gardner-Webb. Also, he's a native of Bowling Green, Kentucky, worked at Southern Miss, and interned at Alabama. He's a former player at Western Kentucky back in the mid-2000s. So look for Ben Souders. Other guys that we have on our hot board, Paul Jackson at Utah State, who's the head strength and conditioning coach there. He's been everywhere from Arkansas State to South Carolina, Auburn, who's the head strength coach there, Ole Miss. So he's been around quite a bit. Kiro Small, who was, according to our sources, the first guy to interview for the job. He's obviously a former Razorback, but Michigan assistant strength coach there. And Ryan Russell, Missouri executive director of athletic performance. He was at Auburn. Excuse me, I was getting my wires crossed. Paul Jackson was at Ole Miss, but Ryan Russell was at Auburn at one point, and he's at Missouri now. So those are the other guys to watch, but we really feel pretty strong about Ben Souders right now. First brought to you by Hognonymous, who's got some inside sources on the Razor's Edge Premium Forum. Barry Odom, I don't know if it's time to shut down that he's not going to be somewhere else. Obviously, we know Tulsa, that job's filled. There was obviously some talks. He had emerged as the lead candidate, and then things got hung up a little bit talking about contract. But also here, to keep an eye on him as a possibility at UNLV. I'm not saying he's the guy, but his name has popped up there. So keep an eye there on Barry Odom. Obviously, you know, he's a guy that's being pursued he gets pursued every single year. Okay, so that's going to continue. As bad as everybody thinks Barry Odom's terrible defensive coordinator, he had his worst year this year. But, last year was probably the best defense Arkansas has had since 2014. You know, so keep that in mind. It's all about what did you do for me lately. They had some issues this year on defense, but yeah, I mean, Kendall Briles and Barry Odom get pursued for other jobs, but everybody here is like, they're not any good. But I get it. It's about what you did for me lately. I mean, you look at the offensive numbers. Offensive numbers are almost identical to what they were last year. The difference is Arkansas couldn't get it done in the goal line. As much as I dislike Trey Knox getting in at quarterback and only giving Rocket Sanders two or three carries in the whole second half of the Missouri game and none at the goal line, I kind of put some of those goal line struggles on the offensive line. Like, it's supposed to be one of the best offensive lines in the country. You got to be able to get a push. But there's some play-calling things there, too. I get it. Arkansas basketball debuts at number 25 in the net rankings, number 9 in the AP poll right now, but number 25 in the net ranking. One reason you wouldn't have expected, Louisville is killing them. Louisville is second to last in the net rankings. You wouldn't have expected that when you – well, they didn't schedule Louisville. But when they drew them in the Maui Challenge, you wouldn't expect to come out of Maui and it impact your net ranking in a negative way. They are ahead of where they were this time last year. Tennessee leads the SEC at 4, Mississippi State's 5, Alabama's 8, Auburn's 21, and Arkansas is 25. That rounds out the top 25 in the net. Arkansas will move up. Just take care of business, and you'll keep moving up. Arkansas plays UNC Greensboro, speaking of taking care of business, tonight. Number 9, Arkansas versus UNC Greensboro. That game is obviously in Bud Walton Arena, but that game is on SEC Network. So, and then after this, I guess they got Oklahoma and Tulsa. That'll be exciting. Ketron Jackson so far is the only guy that was really surprising, I think, out of the transfer portal. I think he was the only guy that you were like, whoa, where'd that come from? Which we knew to expect that. And there's still plenty of time left. There's still 44 days left in this transfer portal window. Okay, guys are starting to schedule visits and stuff. We'll talk to Danny West about that. But it's not, to me, it hasn't been like just the shocking, like, oh my gosh, all these guys, these starters. Like, there was a lot of talk about a ton of guys leaving. I don't know why you would leave like after the bowl game unless Arkansas is bringing in a bunch of people at your position and you don't like it. But it's been quiet today. There hasn't been – since Ketron Jackson entered around 6:15 yesterday p.m., there hasn't been any movement that I've seen so far in the transfer portal for Arkansas. So right now as it stands, 8 guys entered, 4 guys who previously announced that they are entering have not yet entered but will – obviously, I assume. 3 players going to the NFL, 2 players returning. We're still waiting on what Zach Williams might do. I think Zach might come back, but we're still waiting on him. He would be a super senior, obviously. Dwight McLuthern is another guy that people have talked about a lot, but we haven't heard anything on him yet. These guys that, you know, declare for the NFL or just declare to come back, they kind of like to space it out a little bit, it seems. I don't know if that's coordinated or not, but that's just kind of how it's worked out. So, still waiting a couple of guys to see if they're going to come back for another year. All right, so just to review real quick, this is who's in there. Ketron Jackson, walk-on punter Patrick Foley, Miles Slusher, Jordan Hanna, walk-on defensive end, Eric Thomas Jr., Malik Hornsby, Ja'Cory Turner, Francisco Castro, Francisco's a walk-on snapper, Warren Thompson, who obviously quit the team, Kari Johnson, Aaron Outley, James Joyner, who quit the team, didn't play the last game, so, and Reed Bauer, who'd also entered the transfer portal, and has Reed officially entered? I don't know if he's officially entered or not. And then Arkansas's got a commitment from Josh Braun, who is at Florida. Josh Braun, this is an interesting story. Josh Braun committed to Florida, but he was recruited to Georgia by Sam Pittman, and Pittman eventually left, obviously, for Arkansas. But when Pittman was recruiting Braun, he told him that the only job that he would leave for is the head coach at Arkansas. That's what he told him when he was recruited. And Braun, this is from Braun telling the story. So I thought that was pretty cool. But Joshua Braun is a former 4-star offensive lineman out of Florida, 6'6", 345, big dude. This is a guy that you could say, hey, this he might come in and push for a starting job. And if you think about it, Bo Lemmer moving inside to guard. Braun played. He started 7 games year before last. He didn't play as much last year. I don't know if it was injury or what, but he started 7 games year before last. So nice pickup out of the transfer portal. Obviously, Taylor Lewis and Jaqueline Crawford entered August 25th and 20th. So they've been in the portal for a little bit now.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
We caught up. I think so. So, guys that have not officially entered yet. Obviously, you got Ricky Stromberg, KJ Jefferson. Okay, so KJ Jefferson's returning. Jordan Dominick's returning. Those are the two who said they're coming back. Ricky Stromberg's going to the NFL. Drew Sanders going to the NFL. Jaden Hazelwood going to the NFL. Reed Bauer, I do not have him coming across in the portal just yet. Maybe I've missed that, but I don't have him in the portal. I don't have Kari Johnson in the portal, although he's announced that he's going to the portal. I don't have Chase Lowry in the portal yet. I don't have Javion Hunt in the portal yet. So there's still a couple of guys that have said they're entering but have not entered. All right. Danny West time. I know y'all been waiting for Danny because it is recruiting season, and it's a great time to sign up at 50% off and get Paramount Plus for free, and you get to read all of Danny West's recruiting information. Of course, Curtis Wilkerson's blowout basketball coverage, everything that Andrew Ellis brings. Great time to sign up. Danny, how you doing?
What's up, Trey?
Oh, just talking a little transfer, a little reaction show today, and we pretty
What's
much
that this week.
Yeah, that was this week, yeah.
Gotcha.
We've pretty much gone over
everything
that's happened so far, but I kind of wanted to pick your brain a little bit more on the other side of things because this is also a huge opportunity to bring players in. And we kind of tabbed Monday yesterday as Meltdown Monday. It wasn't that big a meltdown. There was one disappointing entry that we weren't expecting with Keetron Jackson, but it wasn't that big of a meltdown, but now it's time to look at it from a different lens because Arkansas could have some players come in. Obviously, just want to get your thoughts starting off with Joshua Braun, the Florida transfer.
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, I like Joshua. He, you know, they had him playing a little bit of tackle down there. I'm not sure he's for that or wanted to ever play tackle. So I do think he's a guard, 6'6", 335, is huge.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. We'll see what happens, of course, with a couple of their guards already. But I think he's a guy that can help them. Obviously, he got demoted down at Florida. He played his first 2 years, became a starter. They had a coaching change, which we see this all the time. It's nothing new. Obviously, he wanted to get out of there and try it at someplace else and had history with Coach Pittman. He committed to Coach Pitt when Pitt was at Georgia, so there were connections there. And, you know, we talked about it last night, Trey. It's kind of a unique deal. The guy's married, and, you know, so he's starting a family and everything. That's what you kind of forget about this sometimes with the transfer portals. And you know, today, I mean, a guy like Jaden Hazelwood last year, he came on his visit, and he straight up told him, he said, guys, I don't want to be recruited. Don't recruit me. Just tell me what your plans are for me. I've gone through it. I've been a five-star. I've seen the lights, cameras in action, right? And I kind of got the same feeling with Joshua here, especially because he's more mature. He is married. A lot of these guys come in, and man, they're kind of over the whole attention thing on Twitter. They don't care about your graphics and your photo shoot and all of that. You know, they just want to play ball and try to get it to the NFL there. And the good news for Arkansas, Trey, is that, in my opinion, I think once you start a trend nowadays, it's kind of like Coach Musk, what he's doing with the basketball program. Mm-hmm. Once you become the destination for transfers, I think Arkansas is in that group now. Ole Miss, USC, obviously, with how they flipped it this year so quickly. But I think Arkansas has to be considered as one of the top schools that's really taken advantage so far. When you think about a Drew Sanders and, you know, John Ridgeway, some of these guys they've had come in and go on to the NFL in a hurry. I think that's good news for you. You know, you would love 2 or 3 years out of those types, but, man, you start a trend like that, and I think it really does help you. And that's probably why we're seeing Arkansas in the mix for some of these big names, you know, coming out of A&M and really all over right now.
Danny West joining us. You can follow him at DannyWest247 on Twitter. He's the Hog Sports recruiting analyst. And, again, now's a great time to sign up at 50% off and get Paramount Plus for free. And you can read all of Danny's recruiting coverage and transfer portal coverage. Danny, back in 2019, 2020 year, when we were transitioning from Chad Morris to Sam Pittman, Jacoby Criswell was kind of in the middle of that. Morrilton, he's from Morrilton, Arkansas, and ended up committing to North Carolina. They obviously pursued him longer, but we were always kind of just keeping our eye on Jacoby to see how things work out over there. And now it looks like there's a real possibility that he comes full circle and comes back to Arkansas, having entered the transfer portal, the former four-star quarterback from Morrilton. What are your thoughts on him, and just tell us a little bit about his plans coming up?
Yeah, well, he's coming in for an official visit this weekend, as we reported yesterday. We've kind of known about that for a little bit now. Of course, you know, there's so many steps to this process. You know, mm-hmm. you can hear about it a few weeks in advance that a guy plans to enter the portal, and then you have to sit around and wait while people are asking you about it. And you're like, man, he's not even in the portal yet. There's not a lot I can say. Meanwhile, you know, that the kid has, you know, potential ambitions to come home and try for Arkansas. So we'll find out over the weekend. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. I don't think it's any big secret that Arkansas is in the mix here. He used to come up here all the time. He'd come to camps. Man, he showed out in front of us a few times, as I'm sure you remember out there. And it was just a unique deal, unique time with Coach Morris having a son. I don't necessarily call that a bad decision. You know, I mean, it is what it is at that point. It's his son, you know, so it was, you know, unfortunate timing in a lot of ways, but that's the beauty of this transfer portal. You know, we've seen it a couple of times now where there, you know, it does present a homecoming. Now, it works against you when Joe and Greg leave for their homecoming and leave the state, but man, you get guys that probably should have chosen Arkansas to begin with, you know, a Luke Jones, Takias Crawford, some of these guys coming back around, Landon Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, it's helped you quite a bit, so could be another one of that category.
Danny, you remember the first time we saw Jacoby? I can remember it was at camp, and I guess he was like a sophomore or something. He was definitely younger, and we were trying to fill out your all-camp team, you know, and couldn't find a quarterback. And I remember going like, I really like this guy. He's a little short, but I didn't even know he was just a sophomore at the time and still obviously grew some, but you were called
stocky.
Out.
Yeah, I do remember that. You had I want to say you were the first one to really praise him out there that day. And a good kid too, man. I want to say that. I've kind of kept in contact with Jacoby the last few years. And you do that with some of these guys, especially if they're from the state and they leave the state, especially nowadays with the chance that they could always come back around. You kind of, it's tough to unfollow a lot of people on Twitter nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, I used to kind of celebrate that the day after signing day.
National unfollow day.
National unfollow day, man. I dropped 2,000 of them in a heartbeat. But now, you kind of want to, you know, how's your family? How's Christmas? All that sort of thing. So, because you never know. And you know, if I'm saying that, I would imagine that's probably the case for coaches, man. You can't really afford to get in your feelings when there's a chance in 12, 18 months, you're going to be talking to this kid again.
Right.
And so, yeah, I've taken the long way about it here, but I like their chances with Jacoby. When you think about Arkansas's current situation, man, what they just pulled off going through an SEC season with just two scholarship quarterbacks, one that had been playing wide out, one that's a runner, You know, he gets beat up a lot, and that's risky, but they pulled it off, and now they've got to start slowly replenishing that situation there. But, you know, especially with Malik taking off and everything. But I think Jacoby would be a perfect fit for that. And then, of course, you're adding Malachi Singleton out of Georgia, four-star talent. Wouldn't shock me if maybe they're really strapped for spots. So I want to make sure I'm clear on that. But, man, if you could find a fourth scholarship quarterback between now and then next year, if it's the right guy, if he's got a few years, a freshman type, sophomore type, got a COVID year or a redshirt year, and you can get three or four out of him potentially, I think you might want to take a look at that.
Danny, let's take a look at your transfer portal big board, okay. Big red board. Let's just talk about a few of these guys.
It's being updated, by the way, Trey. Okay. There's literally names going into it right now. Mm-hmm. A couple of new offers this morning to defensive backs. So we'll be putting those on there as probably as soon as I hang up with you. But, yeah, let's jump into that.
So there's a couple of guys from Texas A&M, Tunmis. You know how to say it, maybe.
Yeah. No,
and Marcus Burris.
I was hoping you would just say it.
Okay, I'm gonna attempt. Tunmis Adelaide.
Adelaide? That's what I would have said. Right. I think you nailed it there, dude.
It sounds easy, it's Tunmis Adelaide. And the other guy's Marcus Burris, a little easier name. Those are two defensive linemen from Texas A&M that have entered the portal, so maybe a couple guys to keep an eye on.
Yeah, could be, especially with Burris. A lot of chatter, the last couple of days that, he was going to enter the portal and announce that he was going to yesterday, and then everybody's kind of kicked back last night wondering why Arkansas hasn't really reached out to him yet, made contact with him. Because he said he was going in the portal, and it's transfer Monday or whatever we called it. And then we find out this morning he tweets, I'm officially in the portal now. So Arkansas probably couldn't even contact him yesterday because he wasn't in there yet. So sometimes, man, it's as simple as that. It could be, I would hate to be the person down at A&M right now putting in all the data into the portal for these guys. I mean, seems like they're lined up pretty good down there, so they're probably busy. It could be anything, but yeah, Marcus, of course, out of Texarkana, the Texas side, Pleasant Grove High School, which of course he played with Landon Jackson there, so a lot of connections there. I think Marcus would be interested in Arkansas, so I'm as curious as anybody to see if and when they're gonna reach out to him. It wouldn't shock me if that's already happened or is about to happen today. So one to keep an eye on there. Tunmai's, he's a kid I remember talking to, perfect example of what we just talked about. I still followed him on Twitter, and even long after he had signed with A&M, probably normally you do unfollow the A&M guys, by the way. Just as a rule of thumb, you just immediately, you're like, you got to go, buddy. But on this one, for whatever reason, I held on to Adelaide, if we're saying that right. Apologies if we're not.
But I'm sure we're not.
Seemed like a good kid. But, he was lightly recruited by Arkansas out of high school. Not a ton of connections there, and I'm sure he's going to have his pick. I think he can go just about anywhere. So probably a lot of competition for both of those. But, with the Texarkana ties and Clayton Smith at Oklahoma, another Texarkana guy that we've not talked about yet, but an edge rusher, I want to say 6'4", 232, something like that. Now, he's a kid that was on campus a couple of times coming out of high school that I recall, so could be one to watch there as well.
And just to clarify on these guys, Adelaide, again, if we're saying that right, was the number 39 ranked overall prospect in the entire country in the class of 2021. Burris was the number 132 overall prospect in the country in the class of 2021. And then Clayton Smith, who's was at Oklahoma, who you just mentioned, was the number 50 ranked overall prospect in the country. So these are all big time recruits.
On the same team.
Yeah.
On the same high school team.
Is that right?
Hey, Yeah, all of them.
Wow. So there's about a dozen names right here on this on the transfer portal board. Danny, as he mentioned, is updating it right now. So if you want to go check it out, you do need a VIP subscription to go check that out. And Danny, from just a traditional recruiting standpoint, the coaches have been out on the road. The dead period ended Friday, so the coaches were able to go out on the road that day and visit a lot of recruits and. Recruits are coming in for visits and whatnot also. I guess just catch us up real quick on what all's going on with the latest in traditional high school recruiting.
Sure. First, let me backtrack. I think Clayton was Texarkana High, Texas High. So, just want to make sure I'm clear on that.
But the other two,
both of them, Pleasant Grove. Okay. Anyway, in the midst of all this transfer action, you've got in-home visits. We've seen Arkansas starting on – well, really Saturday, they had visitors on campus, but we're still able to get out and conduct a few in-homes on Saturday. Sunday was a Texas day. Brad Spence, all these guys, Christian Ford, Caleb James, I'm forgetting a few of them, I'm sure. But, they were heavy in Texas. Then they go to Alabama and Georgia for the first 2 days of this week. So they've been all over. We heard Coach Pitt talk about it a few weeks ago. He wanted to make sure, no matter what, that he saw all 23 of them. So I think that's a good idea. Of course, a few of them still have schools trying to flip them. It's December 6th. That's pretty normal, especially for your four-star types. But so far, so good. I think everybody's holding firm for Arkansas in the 23 class, but still wrapping up a few visits throughout the rest of the week. And I would imagine, assistant coaches first up front. Of course, the head man goes in, the coordinator, everybody goes in up front to start. And then the head coach only gets one visit that he can go in there, right? So you'll see probably a few scattered in-homes from assistant position coaches over the next couple of weeks. But really, I think everybody's kind of all in on the transfer portal right now. It seems to me, Trey, the D-backs that I mentioned right before this segment here, but Jaquan Shepherd out of Cincinnati, 6'2" senior corner. I think he started out at wideout. So who does that remind you of? Quincy McAdoo, maybe, right? So made the switch there. There's a lot to like about him. Of course, Arkansas played against Cincy to start the year. And then the other was let me get some water here, Trey. But Kendarian Ray, I want to say it's my third show today. So Kendarian Ray, 6'3", 208 out of Tulsa University. So he's originally from Brenham, Texas. And then several yesterday that we put on the transfer board are still there. There will probably be a couple that come off, like the Arizona State defensive backs, the twins there, Kuwan and Keon. I think they'll be coming off here shortly. Not seeing a lot of action there. But Gavin Holmes, another guy we have yet to talk about. 5'11", 175 corner from Wake Forest. He's just a sophomore. And it wouldn't shock me if not this weekend, but next weekend he'll be on campus, I think.
All right, Danny, go get a lozenge.
Yeah, I'm going to need it. I need a lozenge and I need a nap.
Yeah, get both of those. All right, brother, appreciate you.
All right, you said it.
All right, everybody.
All right, man, we'll see you.
That's Danny West. Again, you can follow Danny at Danny West 24/7 on Twitter. And go check out his VIP content on hogsports.com. Guy does a fantastic job, has done so for over a dozen years with Hog Sports, covering Razorback recruiting. Go check his stuff out. 50% off right now at Hog Sports and Ozarks. We're getting to Ozarks Go. I was trying to sneak in Ozarks Go and Paramount Plus also for free for as long as you're subscribed. Ozarks Go, you can go to ozarksgo.net/hog, H-A-W-G, and find out more about their service. If you're disappointed with your internet service, if you're charging you too much or something like that, I can say from personal experience, the last 17 months I've used Ozarks Go and have had my personal experience, again, 100% uptime. I've never had to unplug and replug. It just works, and that's what you want. It's 2022, about to be 2023. Everything should just work when it comes to electronics, and that's what Ozarks Go does. So I haven't thought about these guys since the day they came in and installed it. They offer 100 megabits per second up and down, also 1,000 megabits per second up and down, which is what I use, which this show right now is being brought to you by 1,000 megabits per second from Ozarks Go, which they call their gigabit. Go to ozarksgo.net/hog, H-A-W-G, and you can find out if they're available in your area, but think Northwest Arkansas, north of the tunnel, and think Northeast Oklahoma. OzarksGo.net/hog. If you want to talk to them, you can reach them at 479-684-4900, and you'll talk to somebody from this area. One of your neighbors is going to be able to help you out. Maybe you end up chatting with somebody on the phone about the hogs. Who knows? All right. Should we check out some questions? I think I've covered everything that we wanted to cover. Transfer portal, bowl game. We'll dive deeper into the bowl game as we get closer to it. Hog Sports, 50% off, Paramount Plus for free. Transfer portal, recruiting. Schedule. Yeah, I think so. I think we've covered everything. So let's check out, see if we got any interesting questions here. Who's going to be our wide receivers in Memphis? That's a good question. So far, I haven't seen anything about Matt Landers opting out. I would assume Matt Landers plays, so that would be good. I mean, he's out of eligibility. But you've also got Bryce Stevens. You've got Isaiah Cetania, Jaden Wilson. You've got some guys that have kind of been waiting there. Obviously, you're hit a little bit there. Jonathan Parker says, any news on Catalon? No news on Catalon yet. I think Catalon, I'm just guessing here, but I think he'll probably come back just because of his situation. But we'll see what shakes out. I don't think we'll be too far along from him announcing one way or another on that, since, you know, now's the time to declare or whatever. Scott McAdory. How many portal players can we take? You could drop everybody on your roster and take 85 if you want. Right now I've got them, I think, at probably 83, something like that on scholarship, 82 maybe on scholarship. But that'll come down, obviously. So I need to run the numbers on that, actually. But probably looking somewhere around, I would think, 10, 15 even, what they end up with. And there'll still be more guys that, you know, are still on the team that haven't left yet. I'll break that down. I need to take a look at the scholarship distribution chart, make sure that we're all accurate on that. Landon Montgomery said, I think KJ staying is huge. You know, KJ staying, like, it blew my mind a little bit. There were some reactions on Twitter. They're like, oh, I'm not sure how I feel about this. Or, I don't know. Like, are you serious? Like, you realize that he carried the team. I mean, the fact that anybody wouldn't be, like, over the moon that KJ Jefferson is coming back. This is a guy who currently is second in the history of Arkansas football in completion percentage. Barely. I mean, he's barely behind the all-time mark. And second, again, barely behind the all-time mark in efficiency. And that doesn't include the fact that he's the best running quarterback Arkansas has had in 20 years. And people are like, I don't know. Jeez. I mean, that just blows my mind that you wouldn't be over the moon that KJ Jefferson is coming back. And most people are, obviously. By the way, if you haven't taken a moment and given us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, I'd love to have that. I had some guy leave us a 1-star review because on our website, we don't allow political posts, and we deleted one of his political posts. And he's like, if you and your liberal moderators, like, it left us a 1-star review, and that's what everybody sees when they go to Apple Podcasts. So if you wouldn't mind, throw us a 5-star review. Also had a couple people leave us rave reviews, but accidentally left 1-star rating. And it dropped us from a 5.0 to a 4.9. My OCD can't handle it. I appreciate anybody who wants to give us a review. Thank you so much. Nathan Post says, so blame goal line issues on the OL because of push, but 3, make all SEC. Something doesn't quite equate there. I would ask you, Nathan, so I blamed it on play calling and also didn't think the offensive line got a push. Nathan, do you think the offensive line got a push? Do you think the offensive line was getting a great push at the goal line? I just want to know. Do you think the offensive line was getting a great push at the goal line? Or do you think it was just play calling? Gil McGarity says, are the Razorbacks a little over their heads playing in the SEC? I mean, they went 4-4 last year. You're going to have ups and downs. I mean, you just are. But I don't know if I would say they're over their heads, but it wasn't a good 9-year stretch before Sam Pittman got to Arkansas, I'll say that. I would also want to know, like, what would be your solution? Like, the Big 12, everybody's leaving there. Garrett Reeser said, hey, Trey, what position group do you think this staff pursues most via the transfer portal? DBs? Sounds like DBs is going to be a big one in defensive line. I would think linebacker probably is in the mix too, maybe wide receiver as well. Steve Miller says Cam Ball is coming back. Yeah, Cam Ball's coming back. I mean, Cam Ball didn't have any other option. It was either like – I didn't mention guys that like aren't entering the transfer portal. I just mentioned guys that had the option or considered NFL draftable. But Cam Ball is not – he can't go to the NFL because he's just in his second year. Nathan Post, we already read you, Nathan Post. All right. Dalton Adams says, I've liked Jacoby for a long time. I had a few interactions with him. He's always seemed like a down-to-earth guy who wants to represent Arkansas but hasn't had the opportunity. Maybe he'll go fulfill it. Maybe he'll get to fulfill it. Where are we? Hey, Trey, how does Arkansas look with the collective? Does Arkansas have money to spend on players that other SEC schools have? All right, so I don't think that they do. I think Arkansas is behind in the collective. Thanks for that question, Will Bonham. So I think Arkansas is behind in the collective right now as far as NIL collectives. They've got the one Arkansas deal, which is, I think, largely for like big money boosters, I guess, that's kind of in conjunction with the Razorback Foundation. They've got the NIL Fayetteville, which is a player-driven NIL where, like, people can, you know, have subscriptions and interact with current players and stuff. There's the 4th and 25 Fund, which our buddy Keith Grayson helped establish, which is a charitable one, which I think these charitable ones are great. The Hunt family has Arkansas Athletes Consortium, I believe is what it's called, which seems to be more geared towards basketball. But those, both of those are charitable NILs, which means they're 501c3, 75%. Goes to the charity, and I guess 25% can go to the player. You have to have a board that rotates every couple years and all this stuff. And those are great. But where Arkansas is lacking that a place like Ole Miss has, they have the Grove Collective, where they're lacking is a setup where people can just donate money. This is how the Grove Collective works. People just donate money. There's like different subscription plans. You can sign up for a monthly donation, like $5 if you want to. You can do your own level. You can do a $500 a month. You know, just different. You can do a one time, I want to donate $2, or a one time, I want to donate $10,000. You know, there's all different kinds of things. It's all a subscription page like that. And then most of their money, I assume they, you know, obviously they got to pay taxes. It's an LLC, so they got to pay taxes. Then I guess what's left over, they pay. And then there's another side of that LLC where they have businesses that sponsor anywhere from like 5,000 to like 50,000, I think. And for sponsoring, you get to put the Grove Collective deal on your website. And like maybe there'll be an autograph signing, or the player will come speak or something like that. It's all very, it's like just basically like washing it through, you know, these meetings with players, or the player will tweet about your business, make one tweet or five tweets about your business or something like that. You know, that's the player end of it. Basically, all it is people are giving money to this consortium, this collective. The collective is like washing the money some kind of way through athlete appearances, or making a tweet or an Instagram post about your business, and then you pay the athletes. And that's pretty much what I mean, again, that's what it looks like to me. I think that's what it is anyway. And Arkansas, from what I can tell, doesn't have that. Other schools do. Other, you know, Arkansas has stuff where like big money boosters and stuff like that. But like the average fan that wants to give, you know. So that's what I can tell. Will Bonham says, hey, Trey, how does – we just read that. Oh, you posted it twice. Okay, Jonathan Parker says, who else do we have now coming that can play safety besides Hudson? I mean, Chavis can play safety. I mean, if they get Catalan back, obviously. Jaden Johnson hasn't announced anything either. A lot of people were talking like he might, but he hasn't entered the portal, so he at this point would be back. And then there's recruits, Anthony Brown. They could use some work in the portal in the secondary, obviously. Latavius Brenny's out of eligibility also. Simeon Blair can come back as well. He has got another year if he wants to come back. Is there anything in the works to catch Arkansas up with rival schools on NIL? I assume there's probably people that are considering it. Tyler Miller says, do you see either DeBinion or Green transferring out? I haven't heard anything on either of those guys transferring out. I don't know why they would necessarily, because they're both playing. It's especially the case, I think, with DeBinion, who's younger. Watching these people who know nothing about football losing their mind on Facebook and message boards is some of the best comedic entertainment I've seen all year. Yeah, we knew it was going to be like that, didn't we? We knew people were just going to, like, flip out. And it's the thing is, it's happening all over the country right now. The day to freak out isn't today. The day to freak out is, like, January 15th when the transfer portal window closes. And look at your roster January 15th and then decide if you need to flip out. Okay, I think we've got everything here. We've gone just enough on time. We've got to get back to it because who knows what's going to break next. But I want to remind everybody, again, 50% off at hogsports.com and Paramount Plus for free. That's the deal. It's a pretty solid one. We had a different deal that was 75% off recently. I thought that was fantastic. This one also, if you want Paramount Plus, then it's a hell of a deal. It's $207.39 worth of product for the year for $53.70. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And Paramount Plus is fantastic. I watch a ton of stuff on there. I was never like a Trekkie or anything, but I've watched all the Star Trek stuff. I've never watched any Star Trek, really. I mean, aside from occasional a movie here and there, but I've watched all the Star Trek stuff just about. I haven't watched a whole lot of the spinoffs, but like the main Star Trek stuff. I've watched just about all that, plus Picard and Yellowstone 1883 is on there. I watched that. I think Yellowstone 1923, is that it? That's coming out on there too. I like South Park too. That's on there. There's all the Comedy Central type stuff too. So, all right, go check it out. 50% off. Go to hogsports.com. You'll see the ad right there. It'll tell you how to sign up, which is no promo code. It's easy to sign up, but you'll need to follow the prompts on the Paramount Plus sign up for free. Okay, everybody, thanks for joining us. Thanks to Danny West for providing all the transfer portal and recruiting insight. Thanks to you for your questions. Thanks to our free subscribers, and especially thanks to our long-term subscribers that make it possible for us to do all of this stuff. We would not be able to do things like make the site attractive for new subscribers without what we've had for so long with our people that support us, and really appreciate them. So wanted to make sure I mentioned that. All right, everybody, we'll be back to you guys next week. This has been Trey Biddy with hogsports.com, and we'll catch you next time.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick Six, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick Six has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick Six is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.